Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the price precision effect and how it works for us. This is exactly what Jill said to me right before we turned on the microphone. Why do we have to talk about the stuff that's dry? I'm on my walk right now. She's speaking for the listener.
The listener, right? I'm looking for a little bit of entertainment, please.
Can you please just not talk about all this technical stuff, doom and gloom, and stop talking about this virus.
Yeah.
Stop talking about all these people that are, everyone just wants to chill out. To which I say, I completely disagree.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Please let us know.
Let us know which
please
one.
Please let us know which you prefer, Team Jack or Team Jill.
I think there's...
We'll do a little bit of both anyway.
I think there's a huge, huge opportunity for people... If you're listening to this show, you're obviously interested in generating some money from real estate or just some version of that.
It's not entertainment. Steven has just made that crystal clear.
So...
If you want to be entertained, have fun, this is not the show for you. Thanks. You want to fall asleep, if you would like me to read the Wall Street Journal, just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
We could do that.
I know we could. And I know you'd be good at that. I mean,
believe it or
not,
this is my way of compromising.
Oh, thanks.
I'm bending way toward,
okay. I'll do my best to save you.
Before we get into it.
Not you. Listener you.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay, so Rick wrote, "Hi. I'd like to acquire 11 properties in X subdivision." Interesting number.
He said this subdivision. I took it out.
I know. In a subdivision. But he's got a specific subdivision picked out, which is very interesting. About 20 acres each as a set. I can do the work. I'm looking for a cash partner. I need to acquire them all or nothing. In terms of greenery, I want 7 that look nice. This is very interesting.
Green
in satellite images. And then I'll take 4 that are not very green. So funny.
Meaning it has trees is what he means. Not green like in your wallet.
Well, he said green and there's images, right? And I'll take 4 that look kind of eh. So, okay. I've sold some properties in this county recently at about $800 an acre. The buyer is happy, so I really have a good feeling about this. I would like someone to let me know how much they're willing to pay to acquire all of them as a money partner. According to my research, cheap properties in this area go for about $1,000 per acre on LandWatch. So he sold them for about $800. There's a total of, basically 250 acres in this subdivision, I'm guessing.
Jill's going to continue on here, but I have to say this. You are doing everything right.
Okay.
This is a classic example of how to just catapult your land career.
I don't want to blow the deal with a seller by making an offer that's too low. And I don't want to blow the deal with any of you guys or gals as investors by making an offer that's too high, obviously. I don't want to spend your money foolishly. So that's why I'm asking, at what price range would you be a cash partner and be willing to go all in this? If you give me a ballpark, I'll contact you directly and get more details. All right, well, if you're selling for $800, how about we buy for $300 an acre?
That's about right.
I'd be good with that.
Me too.
So if all your numbers line up and you want me to be your cash partner at $300 an acre, Rick, or below, I'd feel good.
Right, so you could sell at $700 to $800 very safely.
Mm-hmm.
And that price, this is what Jill's really saying. At about $300, it takes all the sleepless night and risk out of this, and it does for me too.
That part's good. I like how you back into it, and that's how I, would back into them too. Like even when I'm doing my due diligence, I still double check everything. I look at returned offer comes back to me. They signed it. They want me to, buy it. They're ready to go. I'm still going to look around real quick and eyeball and go, what are things selling for? Are they moving? What price are they selling for? And then I back in, what's my offer price? Yeah, that makes sense. Good to go.
Perfect.
Thank you. That's all you have to say about that?
I mean, I have a lot to say, Joe, but just kind of walking on eggshells because I'm concerned.
Why?
Honestly, on all of these shows this week, I'm concerned about saying too much intelligent stuff.
Oh.
And I'm really mean it.
Silly, don't.
I have a lot to say about this.
Okay, well, no, that's
what
I look at.
I'm not trying to rush through these shows.
No.
I'm not, you know, I think people have more time on their hands than they ever had.
I agree.
And I think they're listening to something called the Land Academy show to learn about how to buy and sell land and not be as entertained.
Agree.
So, but I do agree that it shouldn't be boring.
Good. I agree. So what is your, I gave my version. How would you
I have a lot of experience doing multi-property deals that are like-kind with this. And I think that, and the last several deals that I've done like this, I've netted $1 million. So Jill's pricing is absolutely correct. But what I really want to drive home is that when you really do the math on something like this, you know, these are 11 properties that are 20 acres each at $800. So you're talking about a $20,000 acquisition, maybe a $10,000 acquisition and selling for maybe 20 to 25. That's a great, you know, times 10. So now you're talking about $200,000 or $300,000 that are involved here. He's doing everything right. He's saying, I don't want to put all the money in myself. I'll do all the work. And I have a history in this county and with the selling to buyers. So I really, really think, I really encourage you to pursue this deal as, you know, hardcore as it seems like you are, number one. And number two, I think you're doing the exact right thing about seeking out capital. You don't want to not do this deal because you don't have the money in your checking account. And I say that with emphasis because that's a substantial number of questions that we get right now is, man, I don't have the money, but it's a great deal. It's the sign of the times.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many willing sellers out there.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations, and I'm sure you're going to do great on this. Please just make sure it has access.
Mm-hmm. And great, a lot of investors too, by the way,
right.
Like us, standing around with cash to spend.
Today's topic, the price precision effect and how it works for us. This is why you're listening. There's a professor at Cornell University that just released a study, and for whatever reason, it hit the mainstream media, or at least like the stuff that I watch that affects real estate and big picture economics, because I think it all trickles down to real estate. That there's this thing called the price precision effect, and it's a proper noun, where they did a study, pretty extensive study, with real estate agents about who priced their property with a very specific number. So instead of listing a house for $430,000, they listed it for $430,679. And 20% of the people who sold the house, this is their interviewed real estate agents, said there's no negotiation at all. So the psychological effect of the precisely pricing something, you know, apparently they proved it has much, there's a lot more value to that than just rounding up or rounding down.
Isn't that amazing? And you've been doing this for years.
So Jill and I were talking about this.
Yeah.
We've always done it, always.
Mm-hmm.
In our mailers.
That's so funny.
But we haven't always done
down
it
to
on
the penny.
On the sell side. Yeah, down to the penny. But we haven't always done it on the sell side. So we haven't listed our property or gone out to market and sold our property with the price precision effect.
Mm-hmm.
Which now after reading this, you know,
we're
changing the stuff that's out there and as a rule, posting it that way. So some people say, you know, I listen to your show and I just look for the little nuggets. Here's a big nugget. Really, really, I think it's a very effective way, a tiny little trick that I think can add some serious value to, and lack of negotiation on both the buy side and the sell side. Just price your stuff precisely.
I love it. I'm actually making a note right now because I've got a couple brokers I'm working with and my new transaction person. I'm like, I need to get my hands on that article so I can send that to them as proof. We've all known it when we buy, like you said, and like there's no reason we shouldn't be doing it when we sell it. You know, and so I'm trying to think like that. Do cars? I think cars sometimes do that. Like not on Craigslist, obviously, or not on, you know, when you're buying a used vehicle, I don't see it. But I want to say there's a sticker price and they go down to, you know, aren't there pennies on the sticker price? I can't remember if there's change on there, but I think it's like, it'll end in a 7 or end in a 4.
So car companies over the years that like Saturn used to be an economy car brand for General Motors, they're since out of business. There was a, they had a no negotiation policy, and so, and it didn't, obviously they're out of business, but I'm pretty confident Lexus, there's no negotiation with Lexus.
We all know, like, 99 cents, we all know when you go into certain stores you see something at $12.99, like, okay, just put $13.
Where did that start?
I don't know.
I really wonder.
I always thought like it was like a Walmart thing years ago, but I don't know who.
And then over the years I've heard even people in our group say, oh no, you have to end every price with a 7.
Yeah, they love the 7. There's something
this
about
has been going on for decades.
Exactly.
And I'd love to see the study on that, because I read the whole study of this Cornell thing.
And it just said precision, just down to a certain number.
Yeah, and then they backed it all up with not just real estate. You know, they did a study on it.
Well, the bottom line is it makes sense. I mean, well, how it works for us, for me really is on the acquisition side, because it sparks something. I can't tell you, because myself or my team are usually the ones answering the phones when these offers go out. And a high percentage of the people are calling to go, how did you get this number?
Yes, exactly.
They're intrigued by
exactly.
This. It's so funny. To which I say, I have an incredible team, meaning Steven, who spends an incredible amount of time really getting into the true value and what will work for us for your asset. And that usually stops it right there. They don't go, huh? And it's not like it's 36.4% of the assessed value, whatever it is. It is nothing like that. So, and that would make their head hurt anyway. They would ask more questions.
You know, that's a truth too. I spend a ton of time correctly pricing real estate.
Exactly. So yeah, the bottom line is that at the end of the day, we are coming up with a ballpark per acre, and then we're making it a very precise number because it does make the phone ring.
You know, Jill and I have tons and tons of experience at this, and it's, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that. And if you look at anybody with some gray hair who does anything, and they've been doing it for a long time, I don't care if it's being a cop or it doesn't matter, or a nurse or a teacher.
Anybody with gray hair.
It could be marriage.
Yeah. I don't care if it's a... Yeah.
Their careers and their experiences are packed full of tiny little things like this.
True.
You know, that they don't even think about. So if they're not like in a teacher kind of mindset, like I think we are just natural teachers or natural... Whatever
givers.
We are, natural weirdos.
Yeah.
You know, you don't explain stuff this way.
Yeah.
So there might be an old crotchety guy at the end of the bar with a stinky scotch in his hand saying stuff like this, and everybody's like, what? It's not. You know, he's got all this stuff in his head. He's just not presenting it in a way that anyone can understand it. So cut the guy some slack is what I'm saying.
Excuse me, because he's on his sixth scotch. That's why no one can understand him. And just ignore the guy in the corner. He's very wealthy, but he's drunk all the time.
But you can learn from that guy.
Yeah, that's good.
Especially if he owns some apartment buildings right now. He'll tell you some stuff.
Exactly. Happy you could join us today. We are here Monday through Friday on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called These Are Tough Times, So Here's Our Response on How to Deal with It. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
This tomorrow could go two different ways. Actually, tomorrow could go eight different ways.
I'm going to start tomorrow
with
a story.
Okay. And that's all you're going to say?
And it's a story and an experience that I had with my immediate family about Detroit.
Oh.
And Jill's going to counterbalance it with a story and experience about her immediate family and how they dealt with tough times in Michigan. We're both from Michigan. Jill's was not born in Michigan, but
my dad
her roots are all there.
Yeah.
And so there's a way to respond to these tough times that you can really make it work for yourself.
It's true. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listeners. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We're Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.